If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And another segment with Mariel Hemingway and Bobby Williams. They are the authors of Running with Nature, Stepping into the Life You Were Meant to Live, published by Changing Lives Press. And here again, Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Mariel, when we were interrupted by those commercials, rudely I might say, but they're wonderful companies that support us, we were talking about breathing consciously. And one of the things I saw in here, which I was interested because I've never been able to do it, and was alternating nostril breathing. Tell me about that.
That is one of my favorite breathing techniques. And you close off one side of your nose with your two small, you know, your pinky finger and the next finger. And you breathe in through the other side, then you hold that side, and you let go, and then you breathe out through the other side. And you keep doing this, alternating nostrils. And what it does, for me, it's incredibly balancing. Like, I actually feel like my brain is more stable when I do it. And, breathing techniques are very powerful. Bobby is incredibly good at moving breath through his body. It's a powerful thing for him.
I mean, one of the techniques we teach or we think of in the wellness center is when you breathe in is trying to oxygenate your blood and then watching it go from the lung to the periphery. And that's a technique you use as well in the book. And you is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just about, and conscious, again, getting back to conscious breath, when you put intention to breath, when you actually visualize the breath going to a certain part of your body, it will move there.
Now, Bobby, thank you for coming back, and I appreciate all the effort to get out of the range of interference with the phone. One would say, geez, you're a stunt person. How can you use this? Don't you have to really be intent on the stunts you're doing at the time you're doing it? Do you meditate or do you breathe in between the stunts? How do you do this?
Well, breathing is something that I've been practicing for quite some time, and I like to talk about ions and negative and positive ions really briefly. And Mariel and I live in the mountains so that we can get negative ions, which have a positive effect on the body. Being in the city, you can have as many as one negative ion to 500 positive ions in a polluted city, and so this affects you greatly. Now, I'm sure you understand on a Western philosophy the ions and electricity in the body and how much electricity actually comes out of the air to have your body do all these things and how important it is. With the lungs being 70% of the detox for the body, it's so important to take these long, slow, deep breaths. So back to the stunt, pulling more energy before you do something that's going to be extremely strenuous, you work on deep, 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 long breaths so that you can be calculated, your mind can be sort of at peak, you know, being completely aware, and you pull these breaths in deep, deep, deep from the lower part of your stomach, and the Chinese call it the Dan Tian, and you create energy there. And as esoteric as that can sound, I mean, there's electricity in the air, and that's why I brought up the negative and positive ions. But a lot to cover in the breath. God, I there's so much in our book about it, from the simple to the extreme, and we try to make it as understood as possible. And Mariel has yoga techniques, and I have all this sort of Tao monk technique stuff, and we combine them together and talk about those things that are readily available to people if they're looking there.
Now, another chapter you have is laugh and play. You don't stop laughing because you grow old. You grow old because you don't stop laughing is the quote you start with Michael Pritchard, at the beginning of the chapter. Tell us what else you mean by play.
Well, I got to tell you, Bobby is really instrumental in teaching me how to play because I grew up in, we talked a little bit about my family, but it wasn't a very happy, playful upbringing. And he really brought laughter and play back into my life. I hadn't been a child. I was a primary caregiver for my mother when she had cancer when I was a child. And then you know, different things with the family and the mental illness and stuff, I sort of gave up being a kid just because, and not, oh, poor me, it just was the, you know, it was
what happens in the families like that.
Exactly. And so I have learned in my late 40s and 50s to play. And it's been one of the most transformative and wonderful things that's happened to me, because I'm so happy and so connected. Play is huge. And we've turned our exercise, and we talk about this in the book, make your exercise fun. Make it play. Because when it goes from being drudgery or something you have to do to something you want to do. I mean, Bobby was just out in our backyard, I think, playing golf or something. You know, I mean, we always are out playing games and laughing, and it's really important for your health.
Now, tell us about this old Studebaker that we see in the book.
Bob?
Bobby?
Yeah.
Are you...
Yeah.
Tell him about the Studebaker.
We have this really eccentric photographer friend who refuses to read books because he doesn't want that to mix up his knowledge on life. And he's the one that took the pictures, a lot of the pictures for the book. And anyway, he got this old Studebaker from this old guy who was the original owner, 57. And he ended up giving us the Studebaker because he left his studio and just left it there. And someone was going to come and pick it up and bring it to a junkyard. And so the Studebaker came to our house, and we used it as a ranch truck for hay and feed for the chickens and that kind of stuff, and surfboards in the back to take it to the beach. I mean, we were really fortunate to get that. The photographer's name is David Paul, and he was nice enough when we were done shooting. He was like, "You want my truck?" And we said, "Sure, we'd love to have the truck." And, you know, it needed all these little repairs, but it was well worth it.
And one of the things that you also have in the book is a lot of adventure. As we grow older, many of us reduce the adventure in our life. And one of the phrase you use from Eleanor Roosevelt is, do one thing every day that scares you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to challenge yourself and go outside your box, your list, and being with Bobby, especially him being a stuntman and a professional climber, he got me started climbing and doing things that, you know, that kind of put a little fear inside you. They expand your brain. They make you more vital.
It certainly must, learning new techniques. The book is Running with Nature by Mariel Hemingway and Bobby Williams. It's short, simple, wonderful advice, stepping into the life you were meant to live. All you have to do is look at the smiles on their faces throughout the book, and you're really motivated. Running with Nature, www.runningwithnature.com. Thank you very much. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, thank you, Mariel. Thank you, Bobby. And again, to reach Dr. Mike on the air, it's 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.